Reds take on the Rays on Monday night at the Trop. We're scoreless in the fifth inning when Scott Schebler continues his career year facing Jake Odorizzi.
The pitch, swing and a rocket to right, and now you know why we were worried. That is going to go all the way to the back wall. Scott Schebler is just hit his 19th home run of the season, and the Reds are on the board first. It's 1-0. 2-0 pitch. Here's a swing and a fly ball to the gap in left center. Dickerson on the run to the wall, and it is gone. Scooter Gennett with his 9th home run of the year goes oppo. And maybe the Billy Hamilton effect had something to do with that, as Jeanette's 2-run home run has given the Reds a 3-0 lead.
The 1-2 pitch. Swinging a high drive. Straight away center field. Hamilton going back. He looks up, and it's gone. Home run. Daniel Robertson with a 2-run homer, and the Rays have come all the way back. It's a 3-3 tie.
Look how much he's choking up on the bat. The pitch rolled right back up the middle. That didn't take long. Base hit center field. Jeanette rounds third, and he will score. And two batters in and three pitches in. The Reds once again have the lead, 4-3. And the first pitch to him from Farquhar. Line drive right side, base hit. Here comes Votto to score. Duvall rounding third. The throw coming in is well up the line. A 2-run single for Jesse Winker, and the Reds have rebuilt a 3-run lead.
The rookie Jesse Winker provides some insurance. The Reds go on to win 7-3. Cincinnati's 9-game losing streak comes to an end. Joey Votto has reached base safely in 19 straight games, and the Rays have now dropped 4 of their last 6 games. They fall to 37-36 on the year. Here's their manager, Kevin Cash.
Well, we found a way to make it exciting, that's for sure. It was a pretty big hit by Robbie to tie it back up there. You know, we talked before the game about Odo a little bit, and you know, it was good to see him bounce back. He did a nice job. I know he gave up the 2 homers. That was basically all he gave up, but thought his approach was really good today, attacking the strike zone. Kind of lost it there one inning for a little bit, but overcame it, and I thought he was really, really good, efficient up in the, you know, in the zone quite a bit, and got a lot of flyouts, you know, kind of his strength to pitching. Then offensively, we just couldn't get much going. Feldman did a nice job with the sinker. He got ground balls when he needed to. We had the one chance there with the bases loaded, and he made a pitch. He got his ground ball double play. You know, then Souza hits a big home run, and then Robbie, that was tremendous, you know, off of a guy that's pretty tough in Lorenzo.
What has Jake Odorizzi done that in certain situations, like after the 5th and 6th inning, that he's earned your trust to be able to keep him in through the 7th?
I think that, you know, that probably stems from, you know, this year, last year, the year before. He's a guy that we've been able to count on for, you know, a lot of starts here. So very confident that he was going to keep us in the ball game, even after the home run from their second baseman.
On the home runs, was it pitch location or what did you see?
Well, the first one was just a 2-0 fastball that kind of left middle away, and Scooter Gennett did a nice job of staying on it.
Jose Alvarado has come in some big situations, but tonight, what do you think was the difference for him?
Well, he came in, you know, Joey Votto's, he's as good as anybody in baseball, so the only thing, you know, and I'd be probably nitpicking, is he just fell behind to those guys. But saying that, I mean, he's still, you got to tip your cap. The Scooter hits the double down the line, and then, you know, Joey doesn't waste any time and comes up with the base hit up the middle to regain the lead.
Kevin, we've talked a lot about Logan Morrison's offense, but tonight, the second inning, the catch he made, yeah. What do you think of the job he does at first base?
He does a really good job at first. He made that play look kind of interesting, but you know, Robbie was shifted over and actually lost the ball, so generally Robbie's gonna probably catch that, but Lomo has made a lot of nice plays going back on pop-ups. We, you know, it seems like we see it quite often that he's full tilt, and he's got a, you know, a good way of going back there and getting underneath the ball and not losing it.
That'd be more of an update on Tim Beckham.
Other than that, the x-rays were negative. Obviously he's pretty sore, so you know, I'll check with him tomorrow morning, but we're fortunate that the x-rays were negative. That'd be a pretty big blow.
Kevin, as much as you want to go lefty against Votto, any thoughts about maybe taking Alvarado out and bringing a righty in?
No. you know, we're not going to be able to. All, you only have one lefty. You got one bullet, and you basically try to save it for that spot. But I mean, we're going to have to get him out. Righties will have to get him out at some point in this series, also. But at that point, no, not at all.
The team fought back. They got into the tie and then immediately gave it up again.
Yeah, it happened quick.
How disappointing is that?
I mean, it's not really disappointing. The two good hitters that had good nights. You know, double single, and tip your cap. They came in and got after it. They didn't get deflated when we tied it back up. They were ready to go top of the eighth when they came back and added to it.
After the hit the two hits in the walk, Alvarado, right?
Yeah.
And then you went to Parkour in that situation.
A little bit. I mean, part of the thinking there, you know, we lost the lead. They got a bunch of lefties. We got two more games with them. Didn't want to like really overextend Jose too much because hopefully we get him right back out there tomorrow.
Right. And I guess why Parkour over some of your other choices?
Just he does a nice job on lefties. Right. He had one righty to face,
right.
And then he was going to have Winkler and Schebler coming up. So still like those matchups.
Rays shortstop Tim Beckham was forced out of Monday's game early after being hit by a pitch. X-rays on his left hand come back negative.
It was just a fastball up and in, and I don't know. I mean, I just tried to get away, and it just hit me.
What? We heard that X-rays came back negative.
Mm-hmm.
What's the feeling for you about that?
Great. It's relieving. I mean, it's kind of a nervous situation. Don't want to be off the field at all, so. Hopefully a couple of days, see how it feels, and we'll wake up tomorrow and see how it feels. Hopefully it goes well and be ready to get back at it.
You thought it might have been worse in the first
season? I definitely thought it was worse when it first happened. I never liked coming out of the game, but I couldn't hardly squeeze my glove, so I mean, I knew I wasn't going to be able to swing it back.
How does it feel right now?
It's a little sore. It's a little sore, but get on it, man. Stay on it, get some treatment, and we'll be right back at it.
Tim, they said there's a contusion on it?
Yeah, it's just a bruise, I guess.
Have you ever got hit with hands before,
Tim? I haven't. I don't get hit up in there. I mean, I normally get out of the way of the ball, but just the two-seam that kept coming in.
The Rays will try to even up their series with the Reds on Tuesday when Alex Cobb makes the start.